Hi Samantha, this is Marie, and I will be giving you feedback on your learning activities in this audio podcast. The first question that I have for you is, I'm confused whether your course will be blended or flipped, a flipped classroom. I see that you have both online activities and in-class activities. So to give you, I'm not sure if you know what the difference is, and this can be confusing to many instructors, but to give you a little bit of information about that, a blended design would be when you're replacing actual class time with online activities. So if your class meets Tuesday and Thursday, Tuesday may be an online class while Thursday would be a face-to-face class. A flipped classroom requires students to do online work in addition to coming to class face-to-face. And the purpose of using a flipped structure would be so that you can deliver or have students achieve the lower order objectives outside of class. And then when they come to class and you meet them face-to-face, you work on the higher order objectives together. And this allows them to have other students support their higher order learning, and also you can give students immediate feedback on how they're doing during class, so that really helps their ability to reach the higher order objectives. So I hope that can help you a little bit. I see some areas there's not an in-class activity for certain weeks, so I'm just wondering if this is flipped or blended. Okay, so when looking at your specific learning activities, I just want to mention that I really love your module titles, and I hope that you carry the creative titling throughout the rest of your course. So in naming the different activities that you have students do in the different sections of your course, and Alex will talk a little bit about that in feedback that she's creating geared towards all of the students in the course. I like that you have activities clearly labeled with in-class and online activities. So I think that you should review the feedback the professor is providing on the formula for creating your learning activities, which is, you know, taking the course objectives, breaking them down into module objectives, using those objectives to, you know, dictate what type of activities you have, and then the assignment evaluation and feedback should follow that as well. In addition to that, from my experience in creating and designing flipped classroom, you really want to make sure that the pre-class activities are supporting the lower order objectives, and that they're tied to the in-class activities, which help students reach the higher order objectives. And from my experience in talking to students and gathering feedback through surveys and focus groups and informal feedback from the students that I work with, they really do not like it when flipped classroom is used as a way to expand upon the material. So that's just a warning that I have to you, is you want to make sure that students can clearly see the value if you're using a flipped classroom, that they can clearly see that they're getting benefits to their learning by using this flipped classroom structure. In your module one, I see you have an introduction / icebreaker activity. I probably wouldn't label this as an icebreaker, but instead, because the icebreaker is the type of activity, instead you want to give the introduction a name, like let's get to know each other. Also, for your in-class activities, I'd like to see more detail about what they are, like you have a student collage, not exactly sure what that is. In module two, I see you have an essential question for the module. What is the process in which conception occurs? So I'm wondering what the point of that is. Are students supposed to reflect upon it? Is it supposed to guide their learning? Is that the major objective? You know, why is that there? And rather than just having it there, can you turn it into some sort of activity? I'd like you to review the feedback that Professor Pickett is giving to all the students about writing discussion questions. I think that can help you to think about how to design some interaction for the modules that you have. I'm a little bit confused. Several times you mentioned presentations. Are these presentations you're giving to the students or presentations that you're asking the students to research something and present it to their classmates? If so, I would suggest that if they're student-led presentations, then they should probably be placed in the in-class portion, because I think that can spur discussion and help students interact. And it's also a nice way for the students to take control of their learning. Module 4, I don't see any in-class activities, so again, I'm a little bit confused about that. If there's a reason for that, maybe you want to make that explicit to the students. In Module 5, I see your discussion is how many stages of labor are there and what happens during each stage. To me, those are questions that have specific answers, so every student is going to have generally the same answer. I don't think that's really a discussion. Again, you should review the feedback about writing discussion questions and try to think of something more open-ended that would create authentic interaction. Module 5, you have a labor test. I don't know what that is, so I need more detail on that. Module 6, the essential question is, why is it important for parents to have a budget? And then you have Baby Layette project online presentation, discussion, post your total in the discussion forum and find the lowest budgeting baby project of your classmates. I think that is a written discussion or a written assignment that's not a discussion. The question, why is it important for parents to have a budget, that might be more of a discussion, because people can have different views on that, and that can also start bringing up some issues surrounding the concepts that you're studying in the module, so that might be more of a discussion question. Module 7, I see you have a journal that you're asking students to write in. Make 2 posts during the day, and each day you have the baby. Is this used only in this module? Because I don't see it anywhere before this. And I think that you might want to take that journaling exercise and have the students reflect on what they're learning throughout the course, not just at the end. I think definitely the journaling should be used during the Baby Think It Over week, but maybe you want to have them journal or blog during the other portions, because this type of course, it's, I think, even more crucial for the students to reflect on what they're learning and how it would affect their own lives. That's really the key to this course, is how is what they're learning about having a child going to affect their lives. So rather than just have it at the end, maybe think about having them reflect upon it throughout your course. And I see that you're missing a course community area. So I think that you should add that to the course. That can help give an area for your students to socialize, add suggestions, report technical concerns, share resources. So review the overall class feedback, and that can help you design this course community area. Overall, I think this is a good start. I think you, Samantha, you want to clarify whether this is a flipped classroom or a blended classroom, and use those ideas to refine what you have, and I think it will be a great course.